I may be bad, but I feel good.
Hello, and welcome back to Bedford 105.1. My name is Eric Bruno, and you're listening to Bomb Radio. I'm back again a bit sooner than even I thought I'd be, as our usual host Phil takes a personal leave. He'll be back next week, but until then, it's time for me to once again put the little boy spin on the show with this week's theme, Pleasure and Pain. Too much of a good thing can quickly cause things to go astray, and things such as love are rarely as fairy tale as society can paint it out to be. You'll be hearing songs by Billy Joel, Queen, Savage Garden, Spandau Ballet, The Police, Perturbator, and more. These songs present scenarios that, to quote John Mellencamp, hurt so good. Let's start things off with a certain kind of wild relationship. The Masochism Tango was part of the 1959 album An Evening Wasted with Tom Lehrer, recorded by satirist, mathematician, and musician Tom Lehrer. Set to the tune of a traditional tango, the lyrics follow the usual mocking and satiric tone that Lehrer was known for, requesting the singer's partner to commit comedically exaggerated and sadistic actions on him. Here's The Masochism Tango by Tom Lehrer.
I ache for the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand, my heart is in my hand. Ugh. It's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany, that's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain yet, love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash that you made with your lash as we dance to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism tango.
Next comes a much more recent song from the 2013 album More Than Just a Dream from the band Fits in the Tantrums. Content with his current romantic standing, the singer regardless expresses confusion at both his maintained relationship and how it managed to come to fruition in the first place, as he views the woman in question as way above what he could realistically hope to achieve. Here's Out of My League by Fits in the Tantrums.
Thank you. time I need to see your face, I just close my eyes. And I am taken to a pursuit of crystal mind. A magenta feeling, take a chapter in the face of my spine. Straight like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight. And if it happens again, I'ma move so slightly to the arms and the lips and the face of the human kind of all that I need to, I want to. Well, come stand a little bit closer. Breathe in and get a bit higher. You'll never know what hit you when I get to you. There's a time and place in the interaction of a lover and a nick at the time of talking. Using symbols, using what's gonna be like into a deep sea diver who is swimming with the raincoat. Well, come stand a little bit closer. Breathe in and get a bit higher. You'll never know what hit you when I get to you. I just close my eyes and I'm taken to a place where your crystal mind, a magenta feeling, take up shelter in the base of my spine, shit like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight. And if it happens again, I'ma move so silently to the arms and the lips and the face of the human cannibal that I need to, I want you.
Ooh, I want you.
That last one was Savage Garden's I Want You from their 1996 debut album. This next one covers a type of forbidden relationship, though not one of the typical romantic tragedies. Instead, this relationship consists of a student and teacher, with the student openly desiring her teacher, and the teacher's attempt, in vain, to squash the feelings he knows are wrong. Here's Don't Stand So Close to Me by The Police.
Don't stand so close to me. Don't stand, don't stand so close.
Welcome back to Bomb Radio on Bedford 105.1. This week's theme is Pleasure and Pain. The next two songs both come from American rock band Panic at the Disco. The first, Don't Threaten Me with a Good Time, tells of an individual's drunken night of partying out on the town and the unpleasant events that happen as time goes by. The second, Build God, Then We'll Talk, tells of a cheap, seedy love motel and the kinds of people you may find there. Don't Threaten Me with a Good Time also features a sample of the B-52's Rock Lobster, while Build God, Then We'll Talk uses, in parts, the melody of A Few of My Favorite Things. For the added contrast, here's Don't Threaten Me with a Good Time and Build God, Then We'll Talk by Panic at the Disco.
Just woke up in my underwear, no liquor left on the shelf. I should probably introduce myself. You should have seen what I wore. I had a cane and a party hat. I was the king of this hologram, where there's no such thing as getting out of hand. Memories tend to just pop up. Drunk pre-meds and some rubber gloves. 5,000 people with designer drugs. Don't think I'll ever get enough. Cocaine, gasoline, and most things in between. I roam the city in a shopping cart, a pack of camels and a smoke alarm. This night is heating up. Raise hell and turn it up. Say it if you go on, you might pass out in a dream, but again,
don't threaten me with a good time.
These footprints, they don't look very human-like. Now I wish that I could find my clothes, bed sheets and a morning rose. I wanna wake up, can't even tell if this is a dream. How did we end up in my neighbor's pool, upside down with a perfect view? Bought a bar at the speed of sound, fancy feet dancing through this town. Lost my mind in a wedding gown. Don't think I'll ever get it now. Champagne, cocaine, gasoline, and most things in between. I roam the city in a shopping cart, a pack of camels and a smoke alarm. This night is heating up. Raise hell and turn it up. Say it if you go on, you might mess up in a dream, but again,
don't threaten me with a good time.
Don't fall when I try to stand. I lost a bet to a guy in a chiffon skirt, but I make these high heels work. I've told you time and time again, I'm not as thick as you drunk I am. And we all fell down when the sun came up. I think we've had enough. Standard motels on the la-la-la-la-la. Corner of 4th and Fremont Street. Unappealing only cause they're just that unappealing. Any practice Catholic would cross themselves upon until the rooms have a hint of asbestos and maybe just a dash of formaldehyde. And the habit of decomposing right before your very la-la-la-la eyes, along with the people in. Range for I'm a lawyer and a virgin. Sister rising with a rosary tucked inside her lingerie.
She's getting a job at the firm come Monday. The missus will stay with the cheating attorney. Moonlighting aside, she really means it's funny. A wonderful caricature of intimacy. Yeah, yeah.
And not to mention the
constable and
on to one of the greats. Killer Queen was released on Queen's 1974 album Sheer Heart Attack and tells of a high-class call girl. I'll keep this one short because I just love this song. So here's Queen's Killer Queen.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And at a time when invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder and jeopardy, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to gauge your mind. Then again, incidentally, you that way inclined. Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Thank you. top of her head. She's as elegant, playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of gas. You're absolutely right.
Switching genres, we come to the boy band NSYNC. Bye 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 was released on their second studio album, No Strings Attached, in 2000. Arguably their most famous song, the lyrics describe the end of a toxic relationship that had been continuing for quite some time. The music video for the song, featuring the band members being used as marionettes, is also easily recognizable in the general culture. Here's Bye 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 by NSYNC. Back to Bomb Radio as we continue our theme of pleasure and pain. Oh No was written by Welsh singer Marina Lambrini-Diamandis, known by her stage name Marina and the Diamonds, and was the final track on her 2010 debut studio album, The Family Jewels. The song was written due to her anxiety and fear regarding her at-the-time upcoming stage trip. The lyrics themselves speak of the singer losing herself to fame and the stigma that comes with. Here's Oh No by Marina and the Diamonds. Next is a block of Billy Joel, featuring Big Shot and She's Always a Woman. Big Shot, from his 1978 album 52nd Street, is similar to our previous song Don't Threaten Me With a Good Time, with Billy Joel mocking a hungover woman for making a fool out of herself during a drunken night on the town that she has no memory of. She's Always a Woman, from his 1977 album The Stranger, was written around his then-wife Elizabeth Weber, who managed the singer and put his financial affairs in order. To her competitors, being a tough and savvy negotiator meant she was unfeminine, but to Joel, she was always a woman. Here's Big Shot and She's Always a Woman by Billy Joel.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But you'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She is frequently kind and she's suddenly cruel. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. She can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
Here's something you definitely wouldn't normally hear on this show. Sentient was composed by French synthwave artist Perturbator, a personal favorite of mine, and released as part of his 2016 album, The Uncanny Valley, featuring vocals from guest singer Haley Stewart. The title and music video imply the song is about a robot achieving sentience. However, the lyrics can instead be interpreted as a woman losing her virginity. Here's Sentient by Perturbator.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Bomb Radio on Bedford 105.1. Only three songs left as we move into another back-to-back block. The first, in just a moment's time, presents a genie attempting to play on the wishes of humans to allow themselves freedom from their prison. The second, Whims of Fate, describes a lively casino, specifically how it is a den of liars, supposedly leaving things up to fate. Here's In Just a Moment's Time by Gayla Zilka and Whims of Fate by Lynn. We'll be right back. We've had illicit relationships, odd pleasures, and the conflicting feelings of love. But there is another kind of pain that can arise from romance. That being how one attempts to rein in and put into words exactly what they are feeling. True, by Spandau Ballet, was released on the 1983 album of the same name. Rather overblown and somewhat cheesy, it is regardless a romantic and heart-filled song with a powerful vocal backing. Here's True by Spandau Ballet.
I know this.
And with that, we come to the end of our time together. I hope this show and the songs in it were a pleasure to listen to and not a pain. Next week will put us back to the norm, but it has once again been a good time taking over the show. Until next time, this is Eric Bruno saying, how can something be bad if it feels so good?